Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It is an absolute pleasure to be chatting with Artistic Director Gil Garrett with Blythe Festival, and he is on the phone lines. Good morning, Gil.
Good morning.
Gil, it's great to check in once again, and we've got something very special that's going to be back with Blythe Festival just in time for the holidays, too.
That's absolutely true. It is our Huron County Christmas Carol, our very own.
All right. We are so looking forward to this. Now, this is not the first time you've presented this. This went back to 2019. Is that right?
That's when it first premiered. We did it for the very first and so far only time in 2019, and audiences went absolutely wild for it. I mean, people just love this show, and so we've been just waiting and waiting for the opportunity to be able to bring it back. And this year, it's just such a thrill to have. We start rehearsal today. I just can't wait to get in the room. I mean, this is a show that is full of incredible original music. You know, it's a retelling of the Christmas Carol, but all set right here at home in Huron County.
I love it. So as you mentioned, it's kind of a retelling of the Christmas Carol. What makes Huron County such a special spot for retelling the Christmas Carol for you?
So in our version of the show, it's set in the present day, and Ebenezer Scrooge, who is a titan of industry, you know, a great master of agribusiness, and what he has done is he has bought up every feed mill from Lake Huron to the Ottawa River and from Tobermory right down to the Ambassador Bridge. And he has the entire thing consolidated, one giant monopoly, and he has the farmers under his thumb. Of course, he just squeezes and squeezes and squeezes until, lo and behold, one night his former business partner, Jacob Marley, appears in the night and tells him that he's going to be visited by three ghosts, and then Scrooge has that classic visitation, only this time he goes back in time to when he was growing up as a little boy in a mansion on the shores of Lake Huron in Goderich, looking over the harbor, and has his memories of that time. And then we see him when he is in one of his first jobs working for Doc Cruikshank in Wingham at the radio station up there. And then we see this whole arc, and we get to also meet Tiny Tim, beautiful little Tiny Tim. We get to fall in love with him and his parents, and we've got a wonderful local kid, actually, from Clinton, Ontario, a boy named Felix Daw, who's going to play Tiny Tim, and he plays piano and sings. It's just an absolutely incredible, incredible show.
And let's do a shout-out for some of the other cast members. I know some of the casting announcements have come out. Who's playing Scrooge?
Well, so it will be no stranger to lots of your audience. Randy Houston, the one and only, is playing Scrooge. Randy originated this role in 2019, and he has just been every year since, you know, writing me, are we going to do it again? Are we going to do it again? So he's just thrilled to be back on that stage, and we're thrilled to have him. But it is a star-studded cast. So in addition to Randy, we have Trish Lindstrom, who's done lots of seasons over there in Stratford, you know, Belle of Broadway, an incredible performer, singer, dancer, musician, and someone who I went to middle school with.
Very good.
Also, we have playing Bob Cratchit, Bruce Horak, who's just an incredible performer. Lots of your audience will be familiar with him. Just a phenomenal. He was actually just in the Goblins Macbeth over there in Stratford, which I know lots of folks saw. We also have Graham Hargrove, who's just a phenomenal musician, done tons of seasons at Stratford, a percussionist and also an actor in this show. We have George Meanwell, who Blythe audiences will remember from that amazing show, The Pigeon King. And we have Rebecca Auerbach, who, again, an incredible musical theater performer who has worked all over this country, and she's in there too. And then we have a music director, is Merrick Norman, again, you know, a bit of a local music royalty there, just an incredible, incredible artist. And then the songs were written by John Powers, who's a local singer-songwriter based in Goderich, and he and I worked together to build this this beautiful, beautiful, hilarious, wonderful show.
It is so wonderful that this is coming back. Again, as you mentioned, it was a huge hit back in 2019. So wonderful to have it back. Huron County Christmas Carol, all happening at Blythe Festival. And Gil, when's it take to the stage?
We have our very first audience on November 30th, and it runs right up till December 23rd.
All right, and tickets are available now. You can go to blythefestival.com. This is not to be missed, Huron County Christmas Carol, and be sure to get your tickets now. And Gil, looking back at the summer season with Blythe Festival, a great season, particularly the Donnelly Trilogy that was performed.
Oh, it was unbelievable. It's one of the most artistically fulfilling things I've ever been anywhere near. It was just an extraordinary project, you know, and to see audiences pour out for that show and come, you know, it was a trilogy of three plays, and people were coming three nights in a row to see all three of them. It was just absolutely amazing. Everybody, just brilliant.
Wonderful. And again, we remind folks, Huron County Christmas Carol will be at the Memorial Hall, and there's a variety of show times too, matinees and evening performances, right?
That's true. That is absolutely true.
So do check it out. We'll pass along all the details available on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. Just in time for Christmas, a Huron County Christmas Carol at Blythe Festival. Get your tickets. Gil Garrett, Artistic Director, thanks so much for this, Gil, and have a great run with this show.
Thanks, Jamie, and, Merry Christmas. I'm the first to say it this year.
Thanks, Gil.
Take care.
Perfect. That's awesome.